This week, I received a sweet story from WXPR listeners Bob and Lynn Falk, who live near Rhinelander but have a cabin in northern Michigan. Bob forwarded to me a letter from his mother-in-law, Marilyn, who is in her 80s and lives with her husband, Ray, near Tucson. Marilyn writes, "I love the mockingbird. Living in Arizona has given us a chance to hear him sing all day long. His songs are amazing. It seems no two melodies are the same, so it's like listening to an all-day concert. And he never tires of singing. He will sing even while flying. What an upper. He's full of exuberance and happiness." Well, yesterday a mockingbird flew into our window and knocked himself out. He flew to the floor on the open patio and lay perfectly still. He sang a few weak notes, then his head dropped and he died. As we watched helplessly while he lay there, hoping he would revive from the shock and come to life, it wasn't long before a female mockingbird flew to him. We think she had heard his cry and had come to help him. She poked him with her foot, no response, then moved to his other side and poked him again, no response. Then she lay down on top of him and fluttered her wings. She stayed with him for several minutes. Back and forth she would poke him, get on top of him, walk around him, and not leave him. Finally she did leave and flew into a nearby tree, but she came back down and repeated her resuscitation efforts. However, even she saw it was hopeless and flew away for good. Ray and I were both traumatized by the event and thought about it the rest of the day and through the night. It saddened us more than it ever seemed possible. Then this morning another mockingbird flew into the window. We were stunned. He fell to the cushion on one of the chairs and just sat there. I said he was in shock and would recover because he held his head up and looked at us through the window and was breathing. A good sign. We watched him for several minutes. He was facing the window and could see us, but he didn't move. As we watched him, waiting and hoping he would fly away, a female mockingbird flew in. She perched on the nearby table and looked at him. She fluttered around him and then flew to the chair where he was sitting and sat next to him, and lo and behold, the two of them flew away together. That was a good ending and a satisfying one. It helped erase the sadness of the day before, and we felt hope for the future of mockingbirds. We have decided to hang ribbons from the porch ceiling to discourage all birds from flying into the windows, but especially mockingbirds who spend all of their days singing to us and cheering us up. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.